DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You, listen to me. It's that we got witnesses here. We got a lot of witnesses. If you, here's the deal. If I get another job and you pass an IQ test at 143,
I
will hire you.
Let's get nuts.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Get that job, Bob. Where would he end up?
He's only going to one of four teams.
Give them to me.
The two teams in New York are the two teams in L.A.
Sounds like Lillard.
That's a four.
I don't know. I'm just speculating. I just know that there have been jobs that have come open that he probably could have gotten, and he didn't take them. Phoenix reached out to him. He didn't want to go to the Suns.
Wow.
We are talking about the state of free agency. Evan, Mark Stein on his Substack, longtime NBA writer for various organizations, has a Substack, and he is very tapped in, particularly to the Dallas Mavericks and the Golden State Warriors. And he had some tidbits in his article that Evan has up right now. What has caught your eye?
Well, it was kind of centering on Kuminga and just the options the Warriors have. And so the teams that are still interested are the Heat, the Kings, and I think you guys talked about it earlier, but Sacramento's looking to move Malik Monk. Actually, I did a little digging today. That might be an option. And then the other team that had been linked to the Warriors is New Orleans, and they're kind of off the board because of their tax situation.
Gotcha.
So the Kings, the Bulls, and the Heat are the three teams that he could move to. The interesting thing with Chicago is I actually do agree that like that would be the most likely place. But they have a restricted free agent of their own that they're trying to figure out, which is Josh Giddey.
Good point.
And yeah, I don't know if that meant like you could swap them necessarily, but it doesn't. It almost feels like it's going to be a domino with these restricted free agents that's going to happen pretty fast. And Giddey and what the Bulls do could decide how the Warriors could move him there. And I just feel like we're in somewhat of a holding pattern. Like, that's what I gleaned from the Stein article today, is that there's still a lot of mutual interest between Kuminga, the Warriors, and other teams, but no one has flexibility right now, especially because of their restricted free agents.
What are your thoughts on, real quick, Monk?
I would do Kuminga for Monk.
I would do Kuminga for Monk. I would do Kuminga for Giddey. I would do Kuminga for White.
Because you just want out of the Kuminga sweep. Yeah, you want him gone.
I mean, I should put one caveat on it, and that is, assuming he doesn't want to be here, which I kind of feel like he doesn't.
Right. If you read that Slater piece, you wouldn't be wrong. I could understand anybody thinking that to be the case.
Go ahead.
White is a baller. Could you imagine him running points? How do he could score, distribute?
So that would lead
he
me.
He can shoot?
So that would lead me to wonder, okay, so you're willing to pay Kuminga 24, but you have a guy who's averaging 20. What, like, Coby White is already...
Because they're different players.
I get that.
Yeah.
But Coby White's better than Kuminga. Like, he's more proven, he's...
Right now. Yeah. What if the Bulls think, or any team that takes a flyer on Kuminga, talk to me in 4 years when he's 26? Because the one thing Kuminga has going for him, Stoney, he is Emmitt Smith, 22.
Yeah.
The other issue with Coby White is that he's probably looking for an extension.
Yeah.
So if you traded for him, you would then have to give him, it sounds like, more than four for 90, which I don't know if that would necessarily fit with what the Warriors want to do. But, like, in a perfect world, yeah, I would love to flip Kuminga for Coby White. He's 25 years old, and you could pay him four for 120 or whatever. Like, you could give him the contract that Kuminga wants. I just don't know if the Bulls are going to be able to do it.
Yeah, I wonder.
He's at the top of my list.
Coby White?
Well, yeah.
I mean, as
if Kuminga were to be out of here, that would be it. Then I take Monk over Giddey. I ain't down on Giddey, but Monk's a baller, but I'm just, I don't know. I know they had him running point last year at the end. It wasn't the best. Wasn't his fault, but I'm just, he's a scorer, slasher.
Yeah, kind of like Kuminga. Only a little more seasoned, and
he's lit the Warriors
a little
up
older.
In his day, Monk.
Let's go to Drew in Sunnyvale. What's going on, Drew? How you doing?
Hey guys, how's it going?
Good.
Yeah. So I mean, you asked Matt what would constitute a good offseason for the Warriors, right?
Yep.
And I think if Kuminga were to come back, I think that would be a bad thing given the sort of media tour that Steve Kerr and Jonathan Kuminga have been on ever since the offseason started, right?
Yeah.
Steve Kerr saying that Kuminga doesn't fit the style. And Kuminga saying that he wants to be sort of the lead dog or close to the lead dog on a team, and those two just don't mesh. So I think this free agency period, I think the divorce is just in court, and I don't know how you resolve that situation. If he were to come back, I think it would be a huge distraction in the locker room. I think the fluctuation in his playing time would lead to a lot of conflict. That's my opinion. I just don't think there's any way Kuminga can come back. Now, I also looked into Kuminga and the previous offer that he got last year and some of the offers that he's been rumored to get this year. So why isn't he taking that offer, right? And I wanted to look up who his agent was and who his other clientele were. And his agent is Aaron Turner. And I went and looked up some of his clientele. Aaron Turner's best client is Terry Rozier. And I would actually say that Jonathan Kuminga would be his second best client given the list. So if you have a client list like that and you feel like Kuminga is your ticket to getting a big contract and getting a big paycheck as commission, I just think that there's some really bad advice that people surrounding Kuminga are giving. I think you alluded to it at the top of your show. He wanted $35 million. The Warriors were only willing to give up $30 million. I think there might be a lot of that going on, and I think it might be just be due to his representation. I think it's not up to par with a representation that other players have around the league. I think they should be looking for where Kuminga can better, extend his NBA career, and where can he make more money in the future, not necessarily in for this particular contract. Have a great day, guys.
Good stuff, Drew. And
so I got to just play it out, right?
Well, no, I don't know, but I gotta tell you that Evan brought that up before the show, and he said, I mean, is Kuminga's agent like costing him a lot of money at this point? Like, should they have, if we find out, and look, we only have Slater's reporting
of the 30 or him wanting 35 and it was 30.
And if he didn't take, like, if Jonathan, I'll be honest, if he didn't take $30 million last year over 3 years at least, I don't have a lot of sympathy for him.
I got to believe that was an offer. You would hope.
I don't know.
Why?
I don't know. And if he's, it almost still feels like he's sniffing for that magical $30 million. And I'm sorry, if you look at the NBA landscape, that's not the way it works. He's not a $30 million player right now. He's probably more of a $20 million player. But I think I agree. Like, I don't know where this is headed, and
that's why it's frustration.
If he turned down $30 million last year, how can you offer him more this year? And then secondly, how can you offer him less than last year and say come back for 20 when a year ago it was $10 million more?
Yeah, Stoney, I'm getting Dennis Schroeder vibes where, you know, he turned down some big money and nothing like that remotely came close. So let's hope that's not the case. But, man, 15, 16, I see it. But the even 25 at this point, 20, I don't know. But, man, like you said, this could drag on forever or what seems like forever. But as far as a fan base and me just specifically, man, I want this done fast, quick, in a hurry. And if somehow he can be a part of a sign and trade where you get Coby White coming here to put on a Warrior uniform, man, that would be ultra. Then I would say the offseason's terrific with or without Horford.
I mean, yeah, I...
Because dude can play.
You're talking about Coby White.
Yeah, Coby White.
Yep, and he'd be a free agent at the end of the year. They'd have his bird rights, though, but this is fascinating to me because, like, this is going to sound weird, but the longer it goes with Kuminga, the longer I think it's going to go. if we don't hear something fairly soon, then that, you know, who called yesterday, Goo, and said, we don't know what's going on and teams are preparing offers right now?
Well, I like
the guy.
Yeah.
He was, you know.
Yeah.
But the reality is it's not like it takes 4 days to concoct something. If there was something out there that everybody liked, and the problem is they need three. They need three parties to agree. They need the Warriors, they need the other team, and then they need Kuminga to want to do what the Warriors want to do with him. But I would assume that Kuminga, if he likes the money, will go anywhere because he wants an opportunity to play.
And I keep going to that Slater piece, but Sonny, didn't that feel like goodbye? From just the quotes from Jonathan? It felt like a goodbye to me.
Well,
regardless if I want him here or not, it felt like a goodbye.
To me, it felt like what he was saying wasn't necessarily buy, but it was, okay, we all kind of see it now. What he wants is not available here right now. Like, that would seem like a fact to me if Kuminga's telling the truth, which I have no reason to believe he's not. Like, there's just the role he wants, they don't have it for him here.
And it's not going to be open for a little while.
Probably not. Probably not. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. Scott's in San Anselmo. Hey, Scott, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Doing well, thanks.
I really don't want to see Jonathan Kuminga back with the Warriors. I think that experiment's over. I kind of think of him as Jordan Poole 2.0. Jordan Poole had some great athleticism and shooting, but that he didn't have the whole game, and I don't think Kuminga has the whole game. I'd like to see the Warriors get a good stretch for Kuminga, or maybe for Draymond if we can get rid of him. And honestly, I'm ready for the Warriors to turn the page. I'd love for Curry to get one more chance at a series, but I really want them to get younger and more athletic, and they're only going to do that through trades or the draft. So that's kind of how I'm feeling.
Yeah, and I wonder how many other Warrior fans are kind of feeling that way too.
I would say a lot, but the worst part about what he said, what he's yearning for, is Kuminga. He fits both those criteria. Sonny, young and athletic, but for other reasons, it just has not worked.
Kyle's in Walnut Creek. Hey, Kyle, how you doing, man?
Sonny Goo, how we doing, guys?
Hey.
Happy, what is it, Wednesday now? How we doing?
Doing great, thanks.
Good, guys. I think, you know, Sonny Goo, listen to you guys' show for the past year and a half, 2 years, and obviously the Kuminga conversation's come up quite a bit. I just think it's time to move on, because, I mean, there's so many upsides you can explain about Kuminga, but there's so many downsides to it, too, to where with that contract extension or if you what you have it if, that he's looking for, I think a guy like Colby White or, you know, anyone of that stature would be good to trade for. I just think it's time to move on. And, Steiny, I hate to admit this. I always try to side on Guru's side of how you seem to always be negative.
My man.
But you know what? The more I think about it, the more I always find you being, for whatever reason, being right. And I digress.
Sure, keep talking.
Get him off.
Get me off the show. My whole idea of the Giants, side thought, you guys can talk about it later, but I was very hyped on the Devers trade. I was hyped on Ramos, Jung-Hoo Lee. You know, we got a great roster with Chapman coming back, and you always seemed to stay even keel and saying, you know, I think there's still a piece that's missing.
Mm.
And now that they're struggling, I just want to say that a lot of listeners here were wrong, and you were right, and Guru might want to, you know, hate to hear that, but elaborate on that maybe later in the show.
Sure.
I'd love to get your thoughts on how the Giants are
currently
with this roster, and it pisses me off that I have to admit on the phone that you are most likely right.
It's not so, over yet.
Kyle,
thank you so much for the call.
God.
Don't be a stranger, and we'll move you right to the top.
Bye-bye. You gone.
We're going to talk about the Giants next segment for a little bit.
I was like, give us an example. He went right there with the Giants.
Yeah.
Somebody's at fault. I'll tease that.
With
the Giants. This metamorphosis
you're gonna point the finger at one guy?
No. Somebody's at fault, and we need to put it all on have an autopsy.
They're
right.
Four over.
So what? They were 13, 14 over. Four over. They might end the break under 500 the way this thing is going.
I thought they were gonna be 15 over after they got done with the Red Sox.
But my point is we're gonna have a discussion on what this is not okay.
Why don't we have a discussion on your all crazy expectations in sports life? Can we have that discussion?
I just want Evan to play the show after the Devers trade. You were in.
I was, but I never said. What did I say? I said they've gone
Evan
from
laughed.
A possible wild card team to a team that should make the playoffs,
and they still can.
Yeah.
But it don't feel right.
Well, they're not gonna now.
It's the shows that you are gone that he doesn't want to replay.
Okay. No, I'm, and we're gonna. We're going to get into exactly what you think you're talking about.
Evan, I missed it.
On the other side. But
hey, real quick, Kobe White, what do you think he shot from deep last year?
37.
Ah, you already lit it, my man.
How much?
33 minutes, 37. You had it up.
And that's what life's about.
You know what? Is there a player you wouldn't want at this point? Let's just get Ayton.
Oh, I want him.
Horford.
I'm not mad. I'm going to put him. What if I told you I could care less?
Really?
Yeah, it's not bad. I don't want him.
You would want Ayton?
Oh, my gosh, man.
Okay, eight.
And Carter's with me. We got a personal thread going.
Okay.
Yeah, he's with me. A couple people hit me last night in the business. I won't say no name. Like,
Carter's not really in the business.
Well, he is.
Well, okay. Well, then now I
then
believe
he runs
you.
San Francisco.
If you think Carter's in the business, then I'm sure you did get other
people
calling.
But come on, Steiny, second chances, man. Who's doing anything in Portland?
Here's the hit.
Chauncey got a contract. I'll leave that there.
Like, do you think?
No, come on.
You think there's any chance Portland could be better than the Warriors next year?
Now, I'm being.
Like, I do. I absolutely do.
I don't have that off the table. I don't have that off the table. I don't.
Yeah,
But to sit here and tell me, I can't win the argument about Ayton or defend. I can just watch him play.
Yeah, I know.
If he got the right system and support or somebody to get in his ass, oh my gosh.
Like
Draymond throwing him live.
And the Warriors did a great job of getting James Wiseman up to speed.
JaVale McGee.
And they
was never as talented as Ayton.
They did a what?
Yeah, coming out of college, nobody expected. Ayton was supposed to be the guy. Come
JaVale
on,
JaVale McGee.
I love him. But
way more talented than Ayton. Ayton's not even.
Steiny, he was a lottery pick.
Ayton's not even that athletic.
Oh, Steiny.
JaVale McGee is an athletic freak.
But coming out of college.
I'm just saying, if you're saying
Evan,
athletic.
Help us out. Richard Steele right now.
If you're saying athleticism, I don't think Ayton can hold a candle.
Before Evan go, expectations. Ayton was a lottery pick. 7-1.
You didn't say expectations, you said athleticism. What?
Now you're playing word
games.
No,
I'm not. Like, to me, I don't know that there are many centers as athletic as JaVale McGee was. Like, he was one of the most athletic guys.
So you didn't like Ayton at all coming out of Arizona?
That was 6 years ago.
No, but answer my question.
No, I don't think he's a winner. I don't like his priorities.
But Monk's a winner.
I didn't say that.
Well,
I didn't say that
when I said he wasn't.
Well, I mean, your description of a winner is anybody with a ring. So yeah, then they're losers.
I just like Ayton, but I like Kobe White better. How about that? And
sure.
That would knock Pods down a notch.
Well, that might be a problem
for
Joe Lacob and Steve Kerr.
What did that Valkyrie game mean?
Let me tell you
what
something.
What did that Valkyrie game mean
with Kuminga?
Nothing. Why do you read into something that has nothing to be read into?
Wait. You also read into that.
Oh, man.
Right, but it's meaning there's
you
nothing to read
meant
into.
That Kuminga's coming back.
No, I said he's gone. No, I said.
I got a dibs text, too. Go
no,
ahead.
I said.
No, we were all.
I compared Kuminga sitting next
something
to,
that morning.
I compared Kuminga sitting next to Lacob, like Lacob going golfing with Clay. They said goodbye, people.
Deep dive dibs just threw me a nugget. It better than McDonald's could. DeAndre Ayton, one of eight players, Steiny, 18 players to average a double-double in his first seven seasons. So
right.
He's not a stiff.
Well, then why was he? Okay.
Because of
why was he let go for nothing? Nothing.
Off the court.
Nothing.
Being a
a young
court.
Team like the Blazers with this 27-year. How old is he now?
No.
He's 26.
26.
That's he was a starting center for a team that was in the finals.
That's a problem. Why would you waive a 26-year-old center?
But what if you could get him on the cheap? That's what I'm like, you know, a bargain. That's where we're at, Walmart.
Are you convinced that Steve Kerr would play him?
Oh, my. I really believe so.
Why?
Well, they wouldn't bring him in. What? Kuminga was drafted.
They brought Kuminga in. They brought Wiseman in.
James Wiseman. Thanks for the nugget, Diz. He's not a stiff,
and,
man.
And James Wiseman, his rookie year, averaged 12-6. And he can't get off the bench. I'm just saying.
Well.
And here's the other thing. No proof. I got to believe Draymond
wouldn't. Well, what if he needs a Draymond at this point in his career? Somebody give it to him raw and uncut.
Sure.
You are so tough, man.
All right. Nick in San Francisco. What's going on, Nick? How you doing, man?
Hey, guys. I think the Dubs, they have a few moves to make, obviously. They're kind of like the Giants in that same sense where they're maybe one or two away, but I would like someone like Ayton to simplify the big men. Like, getting rid of Looney was, you know, unfortunate. Not getting rid of, but him leaving was unfortunate. But they got to simplify their big men. And someone like Ayton leaving, you know, something like the Blazers, I think him leaving Portland, it doesn't mean he's bad. I don't think they're that ambitious of an organization, really, to be honest. So they let, I mean, look, they let Dame go. They just let him, you know, he was unhappy, I guess, after a while, you know, and now he's gone again and kind of free now, it sounds like. But I think they got to simplify their big man. I thought it was TJD. I thought it was Post, and so did everybody. But, you know, them, like the Giants, have a similar thing where they're like, who is our guy? Who is going to stay besides our main role players? And I think the Giants are figuring that out, too. Like, who's going to be our middle infield? Who's going to be our set, you know, outfielder? So it's kind of a similar thing. But I'd say my number one right now, probably Ayton, actually.
Well, all right. Nick wants Ayton.
Yeah, 14-10 last year, Stani, 57% from the field. And I think it was Evan. When we were out at the facility on Monday, Stoddy, I don't know why I look at Ayton as a guy that doesn't demand the ball. He's out. He's one of those dudes just, all right, if I get it, I'll shoot it. But he ain't flipping over spreads if he doesn't get, like, they're not playing through him. He would just be an addition. Down low, hit the 15 to 20 footer, block some shots, and Dre could light a fire under him. Think about it.
I am thinking about it, and I don't want DeAndre Ayton. I just don't. I'd rather have Al Horford, because at least you know what you're getting with Al Horford.
Now, that's shocking. The Bastardi, he's 39. He'll be 40.
You got to understand, I've surrendered to where the Warriors are with how old they are and what their supposed strategy is. I surrender, okay? I don't like it, but I surrender. So that's why, yeah, go ahead. Horford to me is a better basketball player than DeAndre Ayton. So go get, I'd rather have Horford than Ayton. I know he's 60, but.
That's pretty good.
I know it.
Evan, that's a pretty good one.
He's only 40.
But
oh man,
hey, go big or go home, right? Drinking and driving, ladies and gentlemen, is never worth it. Plan your ride home before the party starts. Rideshare, transit, or a cab. Stay safe, aware, and together, SF, whether it's Pride or the 4th, have a plan to get home safely. Brought to you by the San Francisco Police Officers Association. And this goes hand in hand. If you're wrapping up the workday like me and you're getting ready for the 4th of July, it's time to flip the mental switch and fire up that grill. And if I'm off the clock, it starts with New Vodka. That's NUE Vodka. American made, award winning. New is smooth, it's versatile, and it makes every drink feel like you've got a pro bartender in your backyard. I'm having 75 people over on Friday. New Vodka will absolutely be in the house. You're getting real quality, no fluff, no gimmicks. Again, just great vodka, because freedom shouldn't come with a velvet rope. So if you want to level up your July 4th weekend, hit their site for some fire drinks, and don't sleep on the all-natural flavors, cucumber and citrus. They're total game changers. New Vodka, NUE. It's not just my pick for the 4th, it can be yours too. So when the fireworks fade and it's time to kick back, make the right call. Grab New Vodka in stores now or head to newvodka.com to find a retailer near you. Please drink responsibly.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's the Guru Steiny, Guru Steiny, Guru Steiny Show. Let's go.
Let me tell you.
Don't tell Evan what she said.
I won't. I won't say any details.
There was a phone call made in the studio.
Let me tell you what's never sat well with me. Hanging up on someone.
And I didn't do the hanging-y. Oh boy.
I didn't watch it, believe me.
Where is Skinny
really
Bob?
That's Dick Vermeil. Yeah.
But where is Skinny Bob? We got to check on him. Do a welfare check. Skinny, if you're out there, give us a call.
Go down to Monterey. That's where he lives. Huh? Steiny.
Busting wood.
Steiny, play GM. What would you do?
I saw that.
I told you. Go see if you can get Lillard for the minimum. Re-sign Kuminga and get Al Horford to get here, and we'll call it a day.
What about White?
And then we'll. They're not going to get Kobe White.
Sign and trade.
Too good,
dude. He man. What did you say about Ayton's passing? You randomly just told Evan and I. What did you say? You're hating on him.
I said I gotta believe right DeAndre there. Ayton is an awful passer.
That right
and
there.
Sure enough, like, I just looked at the numbers. He doesn't even average 2 assists. Per 36 minutes.
He plays for Portland.
He doesn't even average 2 assists in 36 minutes a night.
Dude, can I ask you a question?
Go ahead, baby.
So you're all about the highlights, right?
I am.
How many highlights can you recall of DeAndre Ayton that involve a pass?
Well, I want my big man to get it and eat.
That's great with Steph Curry and Jimmy Butler on the team.
Man.
No, that's a great idea.
Here I go. This is one of mine. This would be the easiest basketball he's ever played, Evan.
I'm just imagining him getting the ball at the elbow, Curry running around the three-point line trying to get open, and DeAndre Ayton not taking a single second except for looking at the rim.
Curry thinks Buddy Hield didn't look at Steph.
I'll say this to that. Again, he would have to make some changes, but the bottom line is when Steph has a center that has the attributes of an Ayton,
he brought the
best out of JaVale McGee, Draymond throwing the lobs. We saw that with TJD. Like, I'm just telling you, if he's a bargain and you could get him at a discount, dude is not washed. My guy Squirt killing me. Keep him away from the Bay. He hates Ayton, but you guys are all into what's going on with the Diddy trial. It's about clicks. Like, just, I've watched Portland, I've bet on the Blazers against them, and I'm like, Aiden's not a stiff. He's not Luau Cinder.
Yeah, no, put that on his tombstone. He wasn't a stiff. By the way, I'm not convinced, and you're going to think this is harsh, but I need to see it. I'm not convinced Ayton can dunk.
Now, I'm going to leave that there. No,
he can't.
This is a... you took an L with the Moody thing being athletic.
Yeah.
He had some facials this year.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, shout out to Moody's my girl, Catherine athletic. Leverett. But I'm just telling you, Stein.
Didn't get a shot off in the big playoffs.
And who did he dunk on in the playoffs on Houston? He had one. He had a facial. Anyway, I digress. When we get into the Giants.
Let's take Daryl and Antioch, and I'll calm everybody down about the Giants.
Huh.
Watch me, because you know why? And you
Evan's
know,
got a secret weapon about the shows that where I wasn't here, he's going to use to get you.
Yeah, no, I know what he's going to do. Daryl, what's going on, buddy? How you doing?
Hey, what's going on, my man?
Hey.
Thanks for having me on the show.
Sure.
I think the Warriors have, like, many layers of why we can't move things in free agency, along with the money. I think also I'm looking at players that's taking like minimal and light contracts and signing with other teams. I think some free agents, I mean, possibly just don't want to come here because of how Steve Kerr coached. What you guys think about that?
I think that there are players out there that do not want to come to the Warriors for varying reasons. I think there's players that don't want to come here because of Draymond. I think there's people that probably don't want to come here because of the Warriors' style. I think there's players probably that don't want to come here now because they don't think the Warriors are true championship contenders. I think there's some people, some players in the NBA that paid attention to the Durant situation and think to themselves, I wonder if I could possibly be as appreciated as I'd like to be in Golden State.
Wow.
When they have Steph sitting there.
You know what? There's something floating around on social media, on Instagram. You haven't seen it. Gilbert Arenas played it last night. And it's Eric Paschal. And he talked about, forget what caliber of player he was, basically saying it's Tom Cruise. It's mission impossible to be the best version of yourself when you're playing with Steph, Dre, and Coach Kerr's system. And I thought to myself, is that a little haterade that you're out the league and it didn't go well? But do you really believe guys are saying that's not a destination because of Coach Kerr?
I think there are, I never think it's one thing. For example, Damian Lillard, 2 years ago, why didn't he want to come to Golden State?
Because he was trying to beat him.
Because exactly. And he said, why would I go to a team where they have LeBron who's playing my position? Like, it doesn't make sense for me to go to Golden State where Steph Curry's at. Like, there's no shade at anybody there, but that's Damian Lillard doesn't want to come here, apparently. Okay? He has his reasons. I think that I got to believe there's a perception around the league that if you go to the Warriors, you better be damn well prepared to be second fiddle to Draymond Green and Steph Curry.
And Wiggins mastered that.
Right, because he loved staying below the radar.
Right.
And maybe those are the guys you got to kind of think about. Guys who like to stay below the radar.
So you think Ayton is not that type of guy?
I don't know. Seriously, I don't know.
Because Evan called him a black hole.
Probably is.
He's on Portland. Somebody's got to shoot it.
Yeah. Somebody said, why would Portland get rid of DeAndre Ayton when they already have a young team? And somebody said, because they want to get better.
I'll give him a two.
Oh. Anyway. Giants. Let's transition a little bit here, Goo.
All right.
All right. So I know what Evan, I think I can. I can be Evan.
All right.
So last week we were talking about Buster Posey, Mike Dunleavy, and John Lynch. And, you know, they're all three former players. Two of them are Hall of Famers. You know, who do you trust running your organization? John Lynch, been there 8 years. He's made the playoffs 4 of his 8 years. Super Bowls a couple times. Dunleavy inherited a really hard situation. Most people would agree it's more difficult than the other two. And when somebody said, which of the three you trust the most? First of all, I was like, you know, that's a tough question. But I said Buster Posey. And wow. He said, why? And the reason I think it's Buster Posey is because it feels like Buster Posey only took the job if he knew they were not going to go down the business as usual road. And in 1 year, Buster Posey has acquired three guys, one that he signed to an extension at Chapman, three types of guys that they hadn't been really able to acquire in the Farhan era. Devers, Adamas, and Chapman. And the reason that I think Posey's in an advantageous spot is because I feel like the Giants aren't operating like the Giants anymore, and it's because of Posey. And Evan brought up a good point about, well, there's no, you know, if he misses on Adamas, there's no penalty for that. There would be, you know, because Adamas isn't a great player, but there's no salary cap. And that's kind of why I do have a lot of faith in Posey, because I think they're just going to keep going out and trying to get guys every offseason. So that leads me to this. I got to say it this way.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This isn't a make or break year for the Giants. It's not. It's like Buster Posey's first year, and he's laying the groundwork for the future. And so, how important do you think it is, Goo, to make the playoffs this year?
Oh, it's very important.
How come?
Just because you haven't in a while. You're in a division where you're watching the Padres and the Dodgers and Arizona a couple years ago go to the World Series, and you are the San Francisco Giants, a storied franchise, and since 107, you have not had success. So Steiny, I think our conversations, first off, you're going macro, I'm going micro. I want to talk about what's going on the field. You are right. I'm not saying, and I love what Buster Posey has done, but there's one thing that's eating at me that I don't like that he's doing this past week or two, and he's caping up for Melvin. And I don't have the answers, but I'm watching a ball club that doesn't have a leadoff hitter. That's like the center position for the Warriors. I thought Jung-Hoo Lee was going to solidify the leadoff spot for the Giants, and all of a sudden it's musical chairs. We had former GM Jim Bodnon, who talked about and shared with us how he thought this team might have action to go win a World Series. All that's still on the table. But what we're watching right now is listless ball. We're watching a team that can't hit. And all I keep getting told is it's not the manager's fault. It's not the hitting coach's fault. Well, then whose fault is it? Because
the players.
So
the players' fault.
And who controls the players?
The players. They control the players.
But what's the manager's job?
I don't know.
I'm not saying
to put them in the lineup and tell them to do their job. Like, what? Like, how can Melvin take any blame for Willy Adames' season? Like, I don't get that. The guy's been in the league 8 years, and he's having a terrible year. Like, I don't put that on Melvin. And I don't, like, I'm not in love with Bob Melvin. But to me, the Melvin move also is an indication that Buster Posey does not feel a sense of urgency.
So why are we not, as a collective, getting the most out of all? Like, you're right. I hope I'm not coming across like Adames and what he's not doing is all Melvin's fault. But I feel like Melvin has left a lot of chicken on a bone where something has to be done emotionally. Even if you agree with it or not, we've heard all the great managers.
Okay.
We know they get thrown out just to try to get the team fired. There's a disconnect, and the team is taking on his personality, and they're just listless. And it's not okay when they were kicking ass. Now, real quick, Steiny, let me just say one thing to you. Do you think I took the bait and others in regard to Giant fans of overestimating this team's start? And then you get Devers. We threw a parade almost because we were like, watch out. So if there's been a comeback, they've regressed as a whole. Does that mean that's where I start off my problem solving? That the Giants weren't good as their record early on?
I think it's obvious that, I don't know what people thought, but I think it's obvious that Buster Posey did not think they were as good as their early season record. And I'm looking at the macro here. I think when Buster Posey came in here, he looked at this entire team, all right? And he said, okay, we need a shortstop. We need a second baseman. We've got to figure out first base.
Yeah.
We got to figure out right field.
You might need a center fielder.
Okay, well, you can't do it all in 1 year.
Okay.
So,
but why was it working, Steiny, this year?
Because the pitchers that you relied on, your younger pitchers, got off to a great start, and now they're halfway through the year, and they're in uncharted waters, and they're starting to struggle. They're young pitchers, Birdsong and Roop to a lesser degree. But
Steiny, that's not their biggest problem, is hitting.
You can't do everything at once. Like, this is the thing. Like, you can be upset they're not better, but, like, this is the point. Buster Posey acquired players that he thinks are good players. They're not hitting yet. Like, okay, they're 3-7 with Devers. Okay, is that his fault? I don't know. But then they either make the playoffs this year or they don't. And if they don't, he'll try to get more good players in here. Like, this is the start for Buster Posey. It takes a while to change a reputation. And no, I think maybe we all overestimated this team before they got Devers. But maybe Buster Posey looked at this team, because he's an expert, and said, this team's not going anywhere.
So like, what are we to expect at the deadline?
That's a great question. What's their record going to be?
Exactly. But how do you stop this record from... Dude, they're four games over, which feels like they're 2 under to me. Like, I don't even recognize this team anymore, and I understand their slumps. But right now, all I'm focused on, Steiny, you're going macro, is how do you turn this thing around doing the same thing? Devers, the ball's being thrown by him. I'm just, he's Rafi Devers. He has a track record. But Flores, Donnie.
What do you want to do? Like, do you want to trade those guys?
No, I want to, do you think?
They might be the players they are, and they're not good enough right now, the Giants, to make the postseason. And if they're not, then you got to get better. Like, this has been a 500 team for 3 years, essentially.
Facts.
Okay. So they pick up Rafael Devers, and we expect him to be a 90-win team? I don't, like, Steve Kerr would say that's not the way baseball works. And, you know, as, all right, I'm going to do it. I'm going to get you mad. You mind if I get you mad?
Go ahead.
And you do it all the time, okay? They're in a tough stretch now where they're 1-6 over their last seven games, and you just don't like to think about baseball as certain times you're flowing, certain times you're not. When you're not flowing, you gotta figure it's the normal ups and downs of a baseball season.
I'm going too short. I am not tripping on the 1-6. It's not good, but I'm not ignoring the 16 game stretch where they were pulling rabbits out of their hat, and they only have, before Devers, they were only averaging 2 runs. I'm watching a home run call where I thought Bob Melvin should have, we talked about it yesterday with Willard and Dibbs, stripped naked. Like, those things mean something to me. And I know you're like, and you're not by yourself. A lot of people, the manager just to fill out the lineup card, it's not on him. I'm wondering, sometimes a voice matters. And when you're slumping, sometimes you need to send a message as a manager and go ham. If the clock runs out of batteries or what have you. And I'm just looking at Melvin like it's the same thing after every game. And 90% of what I'm saying, Stoney, I do understand is on the players. But for a guy like Bouton, Evan and I, everybody in the world thought this team was about to take off, and if you end up being right and say they're not making the playoffs after this start and the addition of Devers, and there has to be more moves at the deadline, this would be catastrophic.
No, it wouldn't. To me, sorry. It
would be. I'm not saying nobody's fired.
This would be catastrophic. So let me get this straight. The Giants have made one postseason in the last 9 years. Buster Posey has just taken over a year ago, and he's acquired the types of players this organization has not been able to acquire. But if they don't make the playoffs this year, his first year,
after this
it's
start,
catastrophic.
I believe.
I don't. I'm sorry.
And I think you're looking heads rolling in regard to
what do you think catastrophic is?
How can I watch a baseball team and think I know them, and then they do what the Giants are currently doing, and nobody has an answer for it? It's not okay. And big mouth here, I'm talking to myself, I don't have the answers, but I know something's wrong. Jung-Hoo Lee could have been a horrible, that wasn't on Posey. Stoney, they might need a center fielder.
Okay.
Every game there's a different, it starts right there, leadoff hitter.
Okay.
Flores might be on, he's on fumes. And then Rafi Devers, since he's put on a Giant uniform, I'm going to put the right on the table, brought to you by Echo Pest Control, has not looked like Rafi Devers. Oh, but I can't bring up Pat Burrell. I can't even mention, maybe he could do something a little different. I can't mention Bob Melvin.
All right,
managers get fired, Stoney.
Really?
They do.
So you would have fired Melvin?
No.
Well, what are you saying then, Goo?
They're responsible too.
Okay. You got to understand.
Posey's sending a message like it's just all on the player.
It is.
What happened to go time? What happened to that? I don't know, and I'm a part of it.
Other than complaining that some guys aren't playing up to their standards.
I'm trying to get answers. Sometimes you're going to tell me they're not that good, then I'm okay. Because that's what it's starting to. We could get to the All-Star break. They could be under 500. And through everything that they built, that they earned, out the window that fast, and there's no problems? Or, oh my gosh. What happened to go time, Stoney? And this then you go get one of the biggest bats out there.
Okay,
and he looks nothing like what he looked like. He's got a growing issue, and you send him home again last night. Oh, but Matt Williams, nothing to see here.
Okay, so
I'm just like, when does it stop?
You're complaining about everybody. Every single body. You know why Buster Posey picked up his option? Because Buster Posey's smart enough to know that firing Pat Burrell or Matt Williams is a cosmetic move that means absolutely nothing. And I think that the reason he picked up Bob Melvin's option was because he knows they're not there yet. But he likes, and here's the other thing. You know, you're the same guy who ripped the Giants for 8-10 years under Farhan Zaidi because they treated players like numbers, and they sent guys up left it, or they sent guys up and down, left and right, and Buster Posey, we know who he is. We know the kind of clubhouse he played in, which is one that is low-key, professional. There's no histrionics. Yeah. You're professional. You come to the clubhouse and you prepare like a professional. That's what Buster Posey is. Substance over style. So if you want a spread flipper, then don't hire Buster Posey to run your baseball operation. He doesn't believe in that nonsense. He believes you win by showing up every day and putting your time in and acting like a professional. And he thinks Melvin's fine.
Okay, what about Adamas?
What about Adamas?
You keep talking
what
about
do you
the
mean?
Front office. How do we get these players to be the best versions of themselves?
If this is who he is, then we're going to look at Buster Posey in 2 or 3 years and say, that was a bad signing. But to my way of thinking, he's probably going to be as good as Brandon Crawford at some point.
And again, Stoney, I said it before I lost it here. I'm not saying, like, I love Posey just being in the job. It's baseball romantic. He's gotten off to a great start. I'm not blaming, I know you disagree with this, but I'm going here. If a third base coach or a hitting coach, they get fired, they lose their job. But damn it, if a hitting coach ever lost his gig, it would be the 2025 Giants at the plate. Like, I'm asking you, help me problem solve how this thing could go bad so fast.
They've had a week of bad baseball. 1 week of bad baseball. And I get it. I say they've just had a week of bad baseball. And you say, how could things get so bad so fast? Okay, I'm not convinced they are so bad and it happened so fast.
Yeah, but it's not even that point.
They're 1-6. And you know what? Look at their runs scored. And you know what you're going to find? They are not in the bottom of the league in runs scored, believe it or not. They're in the middle, but and they should hit better. But I don't, I'm just not sure what you want to happen right now, other than Posey's on the phone, seeing if they can get better. And in the meantime, let's hope Adamas and Devers start playing better. And the young, I'm not sure what the move would be right now.
Well, get
would
the
you have fired yeah. William, Matt Williams or well, Burrow yesterday?
You could change, you know. But Bert, like that's wrong. I can't believe these guys all of a sudden, all of them at the same time, just can't get it going. So that wouldn't be the craziest move in the world. And some will say, and I sometimes talk to myself, I'm like, yeah, Burrow's not up at the plate. But my God, even when they were pulling rabbits out of their hats, Donnie, they weren't exactly knocking the cover off the ball. So this is, they were winning. But this has been an ongoing thing just offensively. The bullpen and the starters, and, you know, there's some regression. They have been phenomenal.
And go player by player in that lineup, starting with Bailey, and you tell me why you think this team should be a better hitting team when they have three to four outs in the lineup every single game.
I got you.
And Posey hasn't had time to address them all, maybe.
All right.
What's coming up on The Game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. That segment sponsored by Honda of Vallejo.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.